And so it was very productive for me to see that feminist studies begat queer studies, which enabled me to see African American studies differently. And so I began to work in this field that's now variously populated with really exciting young scholars. But at that moment, I have to say, I didn't. My work was met with some resistance. Why, Marcellus, are you taking on yet another battle? And I got that. I got that. But it just seemed to me that it was so productive to think about gender, to expand the category of gender, to expand the objects that the category of gender allows us to see anew, that it was the logical consequence of the kind of work that I wanted to do. Even though at times, I began lecturing widely on this moment in African American literature that was defined by the loss of writers at precisely the time in African American studies you began to see these communities of queer writers. The focus of our work is defined by trauma and loss. And so I did a lot of that's actually the moment which maybe there began to be a bridge between my activism and my scholarship, thinking about people like Essex Hemphill and Melvyn Dixon and Joe Beam, reading the works that began to be produced, like the anthology Brother to Brother or Essex or Isaac Julian's Looking for Langston.